Good evening, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the evening news. At least 52 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli troops on the day that the American embassy in Israel moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. 2,400 other Palestinians were injured on the deadliest day of violence since the 2014 Gaza War. According to the 1993 Israel-Palestinian peace accords, the final status of Jerusalem is meant to be discussed in the latter stages of peace talks. However, in a video address to the dedication ceremony, US President Donald Trump said that Israel is a sovereign nation with the right to determine its own capital. His daughter Ivanka Trump unveiled the seal of the embassy. Palestinians say that the embassy's move shows the US clearly backing Israel's rule over the entire city of Jerusalem. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu described it as a glorious day and that this is history. The deadly day in the Gaza Strip as a result of the move has drawn international outcry. Turkey and the European Union call on the Israeli army to stop the use of live bullets on Palestinian protesters. France's head of diplomacy has called on all parties to shoulder their responsibilities to prevent the situation from escalating. Jean-Yves Le Drian made a statement recalling the fact that Palestinians have the right to peaceful demonstration. In France, the SNCF plans for train traffic to make a gradual return to normal as of tomorrow. Today, in what was dubbed the day with no railway, services were severely disrupted. It marked round 9 of the rolling strike in the rail network's ongoing dispute with the government over reform to the sector. The investigation continues into the knife attack incident in Paris's Opera District on Saturday night. The parents of the attacker remain in police custody this evening, as well as another friend. Khamzat Abzimov stabbed one person to death and injured four others on the Rue Saint-Augustin at 9 p.m. on Saturday after shouting Allahu Akbar. He was shot dead by police. Ramzat Azimov was a 20-year-old French citizen born in Chechnya who was living with his parents until Saturday night's incident. The bill against sexual harassment and violence has been the subject of debate in the Assemblée Nationale since this morning. The government says it should prevent the sidestepping of these crimes when it comes to justice. However, one of the bill's articles has provoked outrage from various charities. Article 2 allegedly makes the rape of a minor an offence or délit and not the more serious status of crime. An online petition for the withdrawal of the article has already drawn more than 20,000 signatures. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.